This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Okay, we'll call the Senate local government to order this morning. Greet everyone out there on the internet. Welcome, everyone. I would remind everyone to please turn their cell phones off, or if nothing else, put them on wiggle. And at this time, I would ask for approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
So moved.
Okay, motion made by Senator Holeen, seconded by Senator Hager. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The minutes have been approved. And it would...
Do we have to let them know that we're here?
Yeah, yes. Maybe we should do that.
We do.
Would ask the secretary to call the roll call.
Senator Feagin. Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Here.
Einert.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Holeen.
Here.
Ewing.
Here. Oh, well, I looked around. Everyone was here, so I thought we were okay. Okay. Yeah, we're off key here. Would remind all the testifiers to please sign in legibly at the podium. And if you have any handouts, please distribute them through our pages. And at this time, we'll ask our pages to come forward and introduce themselves and tell us where they're headed after this.
Except that we just sent one down to get some food.
My name is Callie Carey. I go to Woolsey Westington High School, and I plan to go to SDSU next year for athletic training.
All right, thank you. Well, we have... One bill to consider this morning is House Bill 1092, and at this time we will take proponents for that bill. It doesn't appear that our senator is with us this morning. Ms. Taylor, you want to start this out?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may. Good morning. This is Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and the backstory, I guess, on this was we had been working on this legislation and talking about bringing a bill forward and asking for your consideration of it, and then Senator Hunhoff emailed me one day and said, what would you guys think of this idea? And I laughed and said, well, here's a draft. We think it's a great idea. And so that explains how we came to have Senator Hunhoff, because they've been looking at this in Yankton also. But since 2008, municipalities have been able to allow what we call sidewalk sales to licensed establishments. The city council has to pass an ordinance and then establish the rules on how this takes place. And it's the sidewalk immediately abutting a licensed premises. The licensed establishment has to follow all of the rules that apply outside that apply inside. And so all the liquor laws are in play. Everything gets done just the same inside or outside of the building. When the law was first passed, it was only allowed for establishments that derive more than 50% of their gross receipts from the sale of food. And that wasn't our provision. It got added in because it was kind of a new concept here in South Dakota, and people were a little nervous about it. But now it's been happening. It's a good thing. It makes for a real lively area. And so we're asking for that food restriction to be removed and allow these types of sidewalk cafes for any business which is licensed. We think, for one thing, on the 50% of their sale of food, how do we know? Because without going in and checking into their books, which I can tell you would not be a friendly move for the city to go in and check on the licensed establishment, we don't know what their percentage of the sale of food is. And the other thing is that it doesn't matter whether you sell food or not. You buy a liquor license, and you're buying the same liquor license. And so we think it's a fairness issue. You should be able to use the license in the same manner, since you bought the same license and paid the same for it. So we would ask you to... support this bill. Cities will still have the ability to put any conditions on it that they want, so law enforcement and all of that, they can set up whatever they need. We think this is a good idea. Urge your support. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have further proponents on House Bill 1092? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Local Government Committee. Jim Hood, registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Retailers Association, and we support House Bill 1092. We believe it removes a competitive barrier and levels the playing field, allows these those of our members who are in this business to grow and enhance their business, and we can't see any reason that the bar next door that doesn't sell food shouldn't be able to have a few chairs out on the sidewalk like the bar next door to them that does, and we would urge your passage. Thank you.
Okay. Are there further proponents? Okay. No further proponents. Are there any opponents to House Bill 1092? Okay. Seeing none. Okay, seeing none, we'll close the testimony from the floor and offer it to the committee for any questions they may have or possible action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holeen.
Just a quick comment. I see this firsthand in Watertown. We have one place that can do it, and all of the establishments around it just say, why can't we do it? And it's because there's just a arbitrary, silly restriction placed upon it, and to the extent that one place has done it, it's really helped revitalize our downtown area. So it's been good for all of the businesses, not even the ones that have been selling. So I think this is a good move. Normally, I wouldn't be in favor of some of the aspects of it, but since it's already happening. To some extent, I just don't see any reason why not to remove that restriction. So, Mr. Chair, if I can move from a comment into an action, I would move due pass on House Bill 1092.
Okay. We have a due pass motion from Senator Holeen.
I did say with the chair's indulgence, I would move from comment into action.
Okay, at this time I will ask for committee action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Heiner.
Move due pass.
Okay, we have a due pass motion from Senator Heiner, seconded by Senator Olson. Do we have discussion on the motion?
Well, Mr. Chair, for all the reasons stated earlier by the good senator to your right.
Okay. We do have a due pass motion from Senator Heinert and seconded by Senator Olson for a due pass on House Bill 1092. Those in favor of the bill will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senator Feagin.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye. Okay, we do have a unanimous motion for a due pass. Senator Sutton.
Move consent.
Okay, we have a motion from Senator Sutton for to place on the consent calendar to go to the floor, seconded by Senator Olson. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Those opposed? It will be placed on the consent calendar and on down to the Senate floor. Is there any more business to come before our committee this morning? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Holeen for to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.